What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning. Less than a couple weeks out from that first nationally televised game at Hard Rock Stadium on a Sunday night against Notre Dame. And coach, thank you for joining us. I always wonder, so any more scrimmages, or are you still competing at this point with physical practices, or you start to cut back a little bit?
Well, first of all, good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me. The practices continue. School has begun, but we are still have a blend of both camp-like practices while at the same time doing opponent work. And mind you, throughout camp, you do opponent work, but certainly it becomes a lot more focused right now. But we are maintaining a lot of the competitive situations at positions a lot.
So I always wonder, because you have so much, I just feel so much better about the depth of this team and the veterans. We'll get into some of it, but also some of the young guys to make you feel good about some potential guys that could really help this early this season. Is there still a lot of open jobs, or you got a pretty good idea right now who will start and who will be rotating in?
Well, I can tell you we feel pretty good about what we know we can do well and what are the things we need to work on. And we threw a lot of guys in a live situation the past couple weeks. And some guys are definitely ready, and some guys showed a couple hiccups, you know, under the lights, and that's all right. They're still a work in progress and still developing, and you make sure you're very blunt and very direct in making sure you get players' feedback, a plan to get better. You continue to enhance the ones that have done really well. You set your goals offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise, and you figured out what you do well, what you feel you're going to be from an identity standpoint, and your role with it. But you always maintain the competition alive because we do have, again, more competitive depth at a lot of positions.
Hey, so you're in a unique situation. This doesn't happen to everybody in college football where you lose your top four wide receivers and your top tight end, who is one of the top tight ends taken in the draft, played a lot of downs and gave you a lot of production a year ago. So between the transfer portal and guys that you brought in out of high school, how do you feel about this group as you've now had a couple of weeks to see them here?
I feel strongly about them, Joe. They've been really, really good. And their work ethic is what really has separated them as, you know, relatively a new group. When I say new, you just mentioned the guys from the portal, guys that were developing, young guys, and other guys that just got here. It's a great blend. And there has been leadership provided by, you know, in the form of C.J. Daniels. The guy flat out came in, and his work ethic, his regiment, his dailies are just, they're big time. He's got all the tools and all the leadership qualities of a guy that could really make an impact, and he did. And he helped that room mature along with Coach Beard, Coach Varner, those guys, Coach Hofer, those guys did a really good job of helping this group attain maturity more quickly.
Those guys I mentioned before, without saying all their names, they played a lot of snaps for you. I mean, they lined up and they played, it seemed like, from the start of the game to the very end with all the tight ball games you had with your 10 wins last year. You see more guys playing, especially early on. You could see more rotation, more guys at the wide receiver position getting playing time.
We feel good about that. We do. And we'd like to do that so that guys could play at their best throughout the entire game. But it's got to be earned. And we feel that we're on pace to have enough guys earn a legitimate two-deep rotation where the quarterbacks feel comfortable with whoever's in at those positions.
I was going to ask that question. That's a good one. And I saw your offensive coordinator, Coach Shannon, talked a little bit about this. Carson Beck, like, he likes his input. He starts to get a feel like quarterbacks get certain guys, hey, I really like what this guy's doing. Does he have input as we get ready to talk about Carson Beck? Does he have a little input in as far as receivers he likes and who he feels comfortable with?
Well, I think his performance is the input, right? I mean, guys that perform well together, I mean, that speaks so loudly, you don't have to say anything. So I think it sticks out on the film. And let's call it what it is, man. If a guy's supposed to be at 12 yards and he's consistently at 15 or 16 or 9, well, you know what? We're not quite there yet, because timing and precision in the passing game, as you know, Joe, is critical, cannot be compromised. So we have honed in. Well, we're in a situation where we feel really, really good about who the two deep is, but we're going to keep the competitive part as to who rolls out there first alive.
There's two guys that I kind of, like I said, hey, man, if this thing's really going to work, and I hate to do this, and I know you're going to disagree, and it's just watching, and it's the radio part of me here. Justin Scott and Ahmad Moten are two guys that I think need to take the big jump of consistency and play to that potential, and they could really help this thing. Would you agree you're counting on those two guys a lot?
I agree. They have, and they better, right? It's their time. And call it what it is, brother. We've recruited those guys, and they're good players, and we've worked hard. And at some point in time, when you wear that U on the side of your helmet, you got to step up and do it. And it's their time, and we feel confident that those two are going to have a great year. And we push them hard and going to keep pushing them hard, and they have the benefit of every day going against Inez Cooper and Francis Minoa, you know? And that right there is – that gets you more ready than any meeting we could ever have.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good point. Hey, so Coach, also, as you look at the depth, you know, we haven't talked much about him on the show. I think this is like seventh year, but everybody's been raving about him. Mo Ture, how good has he been?
Yeah, Mo is a big physical, violent tackler, knockback tackler, extremely smart, plays with a ton of heart. He's a big league guy. He really is. And so getting to know Mo, there's a lot to him, man, a lot of substance, a lot of leadership skills, and a guy that, man, he's been awesome, and I can't wait to watch him play in this system, which he's very familiar with because obviously he was with Coach Heatherman back at Rutgers.
I felt like last year we didn't really get to see Reuben Bain. The guy gets hurt right off the bat, comes back, had a little bit of production. How does he look now that he's 100% back for you?
I don't think Reuben's ever dropped off in production. I thought he was awesome as a freshman, and in the games he played last year, he did a great job coming off a pretty significant injury. And he's worked his tail off, making sure that he leaned up, became more explosive, honed in on his craft, spent hours and hours with Coach Taylor just doing everything possible to do a better job using his hands, stopping the run, getting off the football, playing blocks. I mean, you name it. He's become a film junkie, and we expect an awesome season from him.
All right, so the other position that you went out and really fixed up through the transfer portal, brought in a whole bunch of guys, not to mention you guys you've recruited that are getting more and more comfortable in your system, and that's that secondary. I thought the day I was out there, man, everybody wanted to know how the secondary looked. I said, man, they get their hands on a lot of footballs. Have you seen that over the last couple weeks as well, where guys are making plays back there?
No doubt. They're long, physical guys, and the young guys that we recruit, they're doing a great job. And I mean, it's a position that obviously you could never be short there. You know, we've learned our hard lessons with that, right? I mean, football has become a space game, and as the year goes on and people get nicked up, you better have people that can cover, man, because if you don't, it's going to be a problem. These guys can cover, they can tackle, they're very they're just committed to the game. They're in here day and night, and we're going to push them. We want more out of everybody on the field, and at this time of year, it's more like I get away from praise and I get more on, hey man, let's get after it and let's get more out of everybody in the organization.
Yeah. All right, getting back to Carson Beck. Everybody talks, hey, listen, everything in every level of sport now, we start with a quarterback. How's Carson Beck look to you? And we didn't have him during the spring. I thought he looked really good. Everybody wanted to know. I said, look, it ain't no problem with the arm. He just got to get his timing with his receivers.
Yeah, he's both met and exceeded expectations, both as a player and as a teammate, as a person, as a leader. And, it's kind of interesting. We've been at, 17 practices and an entire summer, and we still have a couple of weeks to keep getting ready for every single game coming up this season. He's been excellent. And, again, man, this is kind of that neutral week, right? It's like purgatory week. You're not in game week, and you're not – exactly in camp and school started. So the bottom line is the work continues for him. We're going to push him. We're going to press him as well as everybody else in the organization.
All right. So everybody always likes to know about that true freshman class coming in, and most of them were in spring football. Can you talk?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Talk about a couple of guys. I get asked about Malachi Toney on American Heritage Plantation a lot. Heck, in his story coming out of high school, became the quarterback when the quarterback went down and all the things he did. How has he been? The day I was out there, he was making every catch possible in the middle of the field.
Special talent, special work ethic, you know, special DNA. That's the best way to put it, and just getting started.
How do you explain, like, some guys come in and kind of – some guys come in and have that, hey, I'm here to play right now. I don't know who you guys are. And you got other guys, you know, like, oh, no, I understand. You know, these guys have been around a while. It's going to take – you know, it's not going to happen overnight. How many of those kind of guys do you have in this group?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, in the words of Art Kehoe back in the day, he said it perfectly. Recruiting is the most imperfect science in the world, right? I mean, I'd be interested to see what the first round success rate is in the NFL, and that's with, what, millions of dollars invested in research and assessing each prospect. So you just never know when a guy's going to hit it, man. You know, some guys walk in the door like Francis and Ruben, and, I mean, they're ready to strap it up and go, and other guys, you know what? They take their, you know, another year sometimes two, and sometimes even three, Joe. And that was normal in football for a long, long
time. It was.
Now it's just because there's money involved in NIL and expectations and social media. Now, you know, everybody's an expert and everybody thinks they know when a guy should develop. A person is going to get pushed and he's going to be guided and taught and mentored up until that guy develops to the best of his potential, then you keep going. And it may be day one, and it may be year three. You know, teaching is teaching, and teaching is a vocation. And, brother, you got to be all in on it till it pops. And that's the route we take over here.
I didn't want to ask the deepest positions. I know we talked going into this whole thing about the offensive line and the running back position, the three guys you have. Everybody's raved about how good they've been. Is there some other positions you feel good about now that you've seen enough and go, I think we're going to be all right?
I think we're more on par with the rest of the country. I think everybody's trying to figure out if they can get to a legitimate two deep, I would say 2.5 deep, right, with some guys who are developmental. It's really hard to get there nowadays, again, with the way the portal works and, you know, how, again, transit football is. But we feel that we have put ourselves in a position to be successful because – of competitive depth, caliber of player, and systematics.
The other interesting one, because we've mentioned, you can't talk college football without transfer portal, and it's important to everybody in the country now. How do you get ready for another team? And you've seen guys at other schools, now all of a sudden they're playing the school, and you're trying to figure out how they fit in and how good they are, and they weren't on the team you're getting ready to play's roster a year ago. How hard is that to get ready for those guys and scout them?
Well, I mean, you do it all summer, you know. I mean, sometimes you got to even dig in a high school film when a guy's going to play in their first game that had never played college football. But same thing with coordinators, right, that have been in different spots. You look at where they've been and how they've played against teams that have similar systems that you have. And then you look and assess at the caliber of talent of the portal guys that both came and left to assess, okay, where are the areas that we want to attack on this particular team. So it is a relentless process, but it is all offseason, Joe. It doesn't stop. And I mean, you've seen some of the, you know, the documents that we put together from a scouting standpoint. It's really extensive.
Yeah. So as we look at this whole thing, and obviously I could tell you feel better about the overall depth, and everybody wants to match up. Hey, how was last year's team versus this year's team? But as I look at, I feel just talking to you the last couple of weeks, you feel a lot better about your overall depth for this team going, not only for the first game, but throughout the year when guys go down.
We feel like every single year we progress, and this year is no different, right? And you never find out until the final game of the year and the final results as to where, you know, you've actually landed. But there hasn't been a year that we've been here where we haven't felt better going into the season about what we have put together. So, and that doesn't stop now. You know, at this time next year, we expect to feel the exact same way of getting better.
Yeah. Listen, man, Coach, really appreciate you coming on, and maybe we can grab you one more time next week and talk a little bit about Notre Dame and everything else going on. But I really appreciate you finding some time for us. You got another scrimmage, or are you done with the scrimmages now?
They're service-type scrimmages, you know, which is, I would say it's there's some live play still to be done, but certainly you're morphing and you're evolving to your practice, your in-season practice schedule, while still just hammering away at technique and fundamentals, which, again, that's the camp aspect, Joe. You know, we still want to continue to sharpen our tools as it relates to how we use our hands, our hat placement, right, our feet, our body position, balance, body control, all that stuff. So it's a blend for these next couple of days.
Coach, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Appreciate you, Joe. Go Canes.
All right. Mario Cristobal, head football coach of Miami Hurricanes, joining us. Talk a little bit about the competition and some of the guys on the team. You know, I always feel bad we can't get to everybody on this thing, and talk about some different positions.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.